Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Major League Baseball has gone to great lengths in recent years to expand its brand. Regular season Major League games have been held in Australia, Mexico, South Korea, Great Britain, and Japan. Last week, MLB returned to Japan to open the 2025 season when the Los Angeles Dodgers and Chicago Cubs squared off in the Tokyo Dome. Closer to home, Major League teams have played many times in non-traditional settings, including the Field of Dreams in Iowa, historic Rickwood Field in Birmingham, Alabama, at the Little League Classic in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, and at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, the first time a Major League game was played on a military base. But there's never been a site more unconventional than the one that will host the Atlanta Braves and Cincinnati Reds on August 2nd. Instead of the normal shout of the umpire to play ball, we just might hear, "Gentlemen, start your engines." Baseball will come to one of the truly iconic sites in sports, the Bristol Motor Speedway in Tennessee. The game will be MLB's first in the state of Tennessee, which should ensure a large crowd. When Bristol is configured for racing, its seating capacity is 146,000 people. Obviously, they won't be using all those seats, or they'll have to issue binoculars to fans at the far end. If your first reaction is like mine, you're asking yourself, how in the world can they play baseball on a racetrack with all that asphalt and all those banked turns? Well, the Bristol infield is apparently big enough to accommodate a full-size baseball field. The playing surface will fit in the track's infield, although some of the temporary stands will sit on the track itself. So will the Reds' bullpen. Here's a fun fact. The seats on the track's infield will be called infield seats, even those that are in the outfield. Got it? Dimensions of the field will be 330 feet down both foul lines, 400 feet to straightaway center field, 375 to the right field alley, and 384 feet to the left field alley. Not a whole lot different from our own fifth third field here in Toledo. Ticket prices will range from $50 for a seat in the Dale Earnhardt Terrace, which is way out there and way up there in Bristol's permanent seating, to $800 for a close-up and personal seat in the temporary stands near home plate. But trust me, the best seats are already sold. As August draws closer, you'll have to shell out a lot more than that on the secondary market to see the game. The contest will count as a Reds home game, and it will follow games in Cincinnati on July 31st and August 1st. Sunday, August 3rd, will be kept open on the schedule as an off day for both teams, just in case the rain gods force a postponement on Saturday. Ticketmaster posted a warning on its website that fans assume all risk of being struck by a batted ball during the game. That strikes me as ironic, because this is a place where fans normally have to worry about cars, not baseballs, leaving the playing surface. Even so, it should be a great day for baseball at a place that calls itself the world's fastest half mile.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.